intro here. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Jukebox Club podcast.
Welcome back.
After a long hiatus, we are finally getting together to make more.
Yes. Season three.
That's right. Season three, dude. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to record a quick update podcast.
Yes.
We're also going to release this with Chance the Rapper's coloring book. We have that recorded. We actually had that recorded a while ago, so there's probably going to be dated references in it.
Oh, yeah. That was before that was Weezer.
That was when he won the Grammy.
Yes. Were the Grammys back in, like, February?
I don't know when the Grammys were.
I think they were... I think yeah. It was still cold.
Probably, yeah. But yeah. That's when we recorded it, and we've held on to it for some time. Or, I guess it's my fault. I've just held on to it and thinking, like, I don't want to put it out with, you know, a huge gap in between.
Right.
I just kind of want to release. So...
It was strategic.
Strategic. That's a hard word to say.
That is.
Anyway, we wanted to release, like, kind of lumps, more or less. Like, we kind of did it when we first started. We did week after week after week. We did one. I think we did 4 weeks straight or something.
Yeah.
And then we called it, quote-unquote, season two, and then released kind of, like, once every other week.
Right.
And we're going to try to get back on that again. It is, you know, for the next month or two, kind of get one out every 2 weeks. You know, along this one won't count, but we have Chance already recorded.
Yep.
So this will be out soon.
Soon.
And then we'll have, you know, time to record one in between when we release Chance. Then we can kind of get caught up on other ones. And we wanted to change it up so that rather than saying this is what we're going to be doing next time or, you know, next week or next whatever, whatever our intervals all are, we wanted to do... Like, here's a list of ones that are upcoming. So, we already talked about Chance. Is Chance the Rapper
Chance the coloring Rapper's book. Next.
I don't know if I mentioned that. We're going to do Shinobu 10 Thermidor, which was a request from your brother that we've been sitting on for probably 2 years now.
Yeah, we've been kind of delayed on that one.
I mean, we've both listened to it and both liked it. We just haven't talked about it yet, so that'll be coming up.
It's coming up.
Chance.
Yep.
And then we kind of wanted to get back to the, you know, Chris picks one and I pick one, you know, just an album. So the album you picked, Chris.
We're going to finally do it. Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run.
That's right.
Finally.
Born to Run. Yeah, I was just telling Chris, I'm just going to, that's going to be a Chris podcast. I'll just be there.
With special guest, Chris.
Yeah. And I picked Band of Horses, Everything All the Time. It's just a band I've really liked for a long time and never really brought up on the podcast, so I figured... Get them out of the way.
Yeah.
So I guess while we have this going, what music are you listening to now, Chris?
Right now, you know what? I got on this kick of Vampire Weekend. Don't ask me how. The one night, I was at my place, and I'm watching TV. What's the channel that always plays, like, the music videos?
MTV.
Yeah, MTV. So... I'm not going to remember what it's called, but they play like festivals and stuff.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I don't know. Yeah. I've honestly never heard of this channel.
You know what? Tonight when I'm like going through it, I'm going to see it and I'm going to be like, damn it, that's what it's called. And I'm never going to remember it. But they were playing like festivals, like not, we can't go to the, you know, overseas festivals.
Sure, sure.
And I was like, I'm really digging this song. And the whole crowd was, like, singing along. And it was Vampire Weekend. It was a song called Holiday.
Yeah, that's... I was going to say the only song I know by them is Holiday.
Yes.
And it was on, like, some car commercial a while ago.
Yeah.
And I remember I was in a car with someone, and they were like, I need to plug my phone in to charge it. And that song started playing because their phone, like, hooked up to the audio system.
Okay.
And I'm like, I've heard this song before.
Yeah,
it was
like
from some Chevy commercial. It was either, I could be wrong, but I want to say it was like a car commercial, and it was playing the Vampire Weekend song.
It's really good though.
Yeah,
like, that's a good album. And
my Vampire Weekend doesn't go further than that song. But it's not bad. Yeah,
Step Brothers.
Oh, they're in Step Brothers?
It's like the opening to Step Brothers. Hey.
Oh, okay.
That's them.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Until Spotify.
But is it, like, on their the Step Brothers soundtrack or something?
It's on an actual album.
Oh, okay.
But it was, they just used it in Step Brothers.
Okay.
It's not on the same one as Holiday. It's the one before that.
Okay.
They don't have many out, but I was just like, I'm I'm really digging this.
Yeah.
It was in my head for the next few days. And then, so I've been listening to that a lot. How about you? You've had a lot of time to kill.
So 2017's really disappointed me, actually, in terms of albums.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Like, I really looked forward to the Mountain Goats new one.
Yes.
And I just can't even, like, get through it. It's just not my kind of music. Like, I mean, the Mountain Goats are a weird band that kind of experiments with different sounds every album.
Yeah.
And just the one they have now, which is called Goths, I just am not a fan of.
Just can't get into it?
No. Like, I love... It's weird because I loved Beat the Champ. That was, like,
yes.
my favorite Mountain Goats album. And then as I started to listen to Tallahassee more, I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't know, this might be my favorite.
Yeah.
So hopefully Goths will kind of grow on me. But as of right now, I've given it a fair number of chances, and I'm just like, I do not like a single song.
You're just done.
You know, usually it's like, well, I like the fourth song in,
mm-hmm.
so I'll listen to it. You know, and try to get through it to look forward to the, you know, the fourth song in or something. Like, yeah. that has no song that I'm, like, looking forward to the entire album.
Just can't do it.
Right. And Hot Water Music just put out the new album, Light It Up is what it's called. And they've been, I don't know if you call it, like, a split or a hiatus or whatever it is, for I don't know how many years. They haven't toured or did anything. Because... when Hot Water Music split up, Chuck Reagan became a solo artist, and then the rest of the band started this band called The Draft. And everything Chuck Reagan put out, I loved, and everything The Draft put out, I loved. So when they finally got back together, I'm like, oh, I'm so excited. Yeah. I just do not like this new album at all.
You just can't get into it.
Yeah, they started touring more, or touring again, I should say. It was actually the that Gainesville thing. It was where they reunited.
Oh, Fest.
It was like their first... live performance as yes. a band in X amount of years.
Yeah.
But that album, I just can't get into it. It feels too safe. Do you know what I'm saying there?
Yeah.
Like, it feels like no part of the album, like, they were like, oh, let's make a, like, really different sounding, you know, song or anything like that.
That happens one too many times.
And there's nothing really catchy on it. It sounds like I'm listening to, like, someone else's playlist, and I'm just like, I'm not in any of this.
Yeah.
Like, it's not bad. It just seems like background music to me. And again, it was a newer release that I haven't really listened to too many times. So
yeah.
Hopefully that'll be...
good thing
I don't know.
Yeah.
Grow on me eventually.
Eventually. Good thing we're not doing a best of 2017.
Yeah, I would
struggle through that.
And I was just like, I really liked Kendrick Lamar's new one, Damn. And that kind of really got me back into Kendrick Lamar, because I remember like last year this time talking to a friend, and I was just like, I just don't like Kendrick Lamar. Like,
yeah.
I've listened to a lot of stuff he's put out, and I'm just not a fan of it.
Right, right.
Like, there was, like, one or two songs I liked, but other than that, it wasn't really. And then I finally bought Damn, which was his newest album, just kind of out of nowhere. I'm like, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
And it blew me away, and then I actually went back and listened to more Kendrick, and I'm, like, into him now. You know,
yeah.
He's, like, one of my favorite artists now.
See, that'll happen.
Did you check out Brian Fallon's new album?
I heard the first single.
So did I. I don't know if the CD's out yet, but I didn't really care for the single. So.
See, then I kind of liked it.
You really?
I like when he yells in the beginning. I don't know why.
I guess I'm just... I was kind of into... I mean, I loved the Gaslight Anthem, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
And when he broke off the Gaslight Anthem to do... What was the first one he put out? Painkillers? Was that what it was called?
Yes.
Like, I was just like, okay, like, I like this, but...
Yeah.
I want another Gaslight.
Yeah, I agree.
And then he put out another one as Brian Fallon, and I'm just kind of like, fuck off, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's just...
I think it's time for another Gaslight album, though.
Yeah, I think the whole him solo is just not my kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
When I listen to solo artists like Chuck Reagan or Tim Barry or mm-hmm. Corey Brandon, it seems a lot more raw than... Corey Brandon is, or not Corey Brandon, Brian Fallon.
Brian Fallon.
And not that it's a bad thing, it's definitely enjoyable, but it's nothing I would sit there and listen to in the car, you know what I mean?
And I think, too, with his, especially with Painkillers, there was a lot of slow moments.
Yeah.
In Painkillers where it just kind of, that's why I was excited, because the new single was kind of like a little upbeat, you know?
Yeah. What's it called, do you know?
Forget Me Not.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is super cool. I really like that. But I don't know what he says, but that, Simon!
Yeah.
I don't know why I like that, but I did. He's actually
nice to hear him yelling again.
Yeah, like he's coming in April.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if you want to hear that. Yeah, it's I'll at Mr. Smalls. I mean,
again,
the album will already be out. It comes out February.
Oh, I thought the new album was already out.
No.
Okay, that's why I figured I'd bring it up.
Yeah, I mean that's. I just really want to Gaslight. I want to Gaslight Tour more than anything too.
Exactly. Yeah, they were a great band and really, I don't know why they stopped. I guess you have to stop at some point to just like recollect and like, oh, we can't keep pumping out music. We have to stop. But stopping touring is like, come on, man. You can still tour.
What are we really doing?
3 months out of the year.
And what are they? I know obviously Brian's solo. Mm-hmm. Benny was with Antonio Vespucci.
Oh, was he?
He was just. I guess they're about to put out a new album, which 2018 might be the year.
Yeah, there you go.
He was drumming for them though, on the new album.
Oh, yeah.
And said how much he liked it. Alex from. The wrestling one. Alex likes wrestling. Okay. The Tiger Cuts.
Yeah, the haircut guy.
He opened up what the hell was that? Jimmy John's.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, he opened up at Jimmy John's.
He's bored.
He's bored. And he's cutting hair, I saw, at Tiger Cuts, which I might go down.
Is there one locally?
No, it's in Jersey. But
oh, there you go.
I'll go down. I was going to drive down for my girlfriend's sister's wedding.
Okay.
And get a cut. A clean cut, but I didn't have time. So maybe this year I'll make the drive down.
That would be cut. Cool. I mean, it'd be cool to go in there just to, like, hey, like I came here all the way from Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I drove in 2 days to get a haircut.
Get a haircut. Yeah, you'll get back and your hair will be grown back out. You know
yeah,
I mean?
I'll need another cut already. Isn't other Alex in his band?
He was touring with, I keep wanting to say Corey Brennan, Brian Fallon.
Yeah, so he's still occupied. Around, and the fifth member of Gaslight that's mentioned.
Yeah, I Ian. His name. Ian. Yeah, that's right.
He's never.
See, the thing is, if I was so, like, look at like someone like Benny the drummer.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, Brian says, and I don't know how this happened, but in my head, this is how it happened. Brian's just like, hey man, like, you know, we're all gonna take a break, and Benny's like, all right, cool. And Brian's like, I'm going to go do my own solo stuff. And like, oh, I wish you the best of luck. And then he's just like, I'm going to use Alex, though.
Yeah.
And it's
like,
oh, do you need a drummer? It's like, no, actually, I already have a drummer.
No, we have a drummer. So
it's like, that must make him feel like shit. It's like, dude.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Or like, if you're haircut Alex, you're like, well, what the fuck's wrong with this Alex? Yeah. Why are you taking that Alex?
Yeah, exactly. So like, he's like taking half the band with it. Because he, like you said, he took Ian and Alex.
Ian and Alex.
And left the other two members. It's just like, we're going to go tour and you guys can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah. You have summer vacation.
You wanted to take a break.
Yeah. Some break. So everybody else is going to work except us two.
Yeah. I wonder how that like conversation happens. Or if he does ask them and they're like, no, like, go ahead and find somebody else.
Yeah.
But it would be weird to just see the Gaslight Anthem performing Brian Fallon songs.
Yeah. I mean, I think. If he would do one, it would have to be, like, an acoustic one.
Yeah.
He couldn't do, like, anything. Like, if they go up there and do Great Expectations, I'm just going to get pissed.
Yeah, it's like, why not just get the other two members in there and just tour as the guests? Like,
yes.
Some guys.
And then give us something to do all summer and winter. Because they're one, when they come back, I would go multiple places to see them again. Same with when Alkaline Trio comes back.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to go to a few shows.
Are they planning on reuniting? I know the one guy went to Skiba went to Blink-182.
Blink-182. Actually, our friend Amp just texted me. They got is it Gold? Gold album now?
Who?
Blink.
I don't
this,
know.
This new one.
Oh, they're putting out a new one?
The one they just put out.
Oh, California.
Yeah,
it
got like certified.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like not platinum, but the one below that.
Yeah, I think of the one below that.
Okay.
Because I mean that's. But you got to figure that's got to be hard to do
anymore
because no one buys stuff. I mean, you have to be like a fan now to keep buying albums.
You're pretty much buying an album just to say you have it because you can listen to it, you know, Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, and all that stuff, iTunes.
I mean, I bought it solely for him.
Just to say you have it. And, you know,
about the Skeebs?
It's nice to like look at it and be like, oh, I remember when I bought this. I was listening to this band or whatever.
It's pretty cool.
Anyone else you've been listening to?
Trying to think. I've been real back to my safe zone, like comfort zone.
See, I'm like the opposite. I diversified this year. I kind of been listening to Kendrick like I said before, mm-hmm. I wasn't really listening to. I've been listening to some Stevie Wonder songs. Just he's someone I never listened to growing up. But no, you always hear his name and like know what he looks like. I'm like, I couldn't name one song by him. And obviously Superstition is one.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been, you know, getting into him. I don't even know what genre of music you'd call that. Funk or funk pop? I think pop. Funk,
yeah.
Him. Smokey Robinson I've listened
Smokey
to.
Smokey Robinson? Yeah. There's one.
Yeah, just weird stuff. I've been big into this band Me Without You, who I'm sure I've talked about before,
mm-hmm.
where I've just kind of like gone back and listened to their whole catalog.
Yeah.
Actually, what set it off was were you there at the Thursday Me Without You show?
I don't remember. This year?
Yeah. There, we went and saw them live. Were you there?
Where was it at?
Smalls.
I might have been.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember. I might have. Oh no, wait. That was Hot Water Music.
No, we didn't see Hot Water Music.
Who did we see? Oh no, we saw the dude from them.
Yeah, that was a while ago. That was Chuck Reagan.
Chuck Reagan, but that was it.
That was at Rex.
Rex. Yes. Okay. No, so I didn't see them then.
Okay, but they played a song. I remember because Me Without You, I've always liked them, and they started their set, and they said this song's about Pittsburgh, and they started playing a song. And I kind of just thought, oh, they probably say that about every city they go to.
Yeah, yeah.
And I looked into it and was like, no, that song was legit about Pittsburgh. And
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so I kind of bought that album just to hear that song. Oh, and I don't know if I told you this, but... So Me Without You is a pretty obscure band. I mean, they're popular in that, like, post-hardcore scene.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was in South Carolina, and I was driving into work one day, and... That song came on. It's a Me Without You song about Pittsburgh that I heard in South Carolina.
That's crazy.
Like, this is the most random thing to come on the radio
ever. Yeah.
I just thought that was interesting.
That is cool, though.
So, yeah, I kind of went back and was just like, oh, like, I'm going to go back and, you know, listen to a lot of their stuff that I haven't heard before.
Yeah, yeah.
Who else? There's another band I wanted to talk about that I've been getting into, and I cannot think of who it was.
I'm trying to think if there's any... Well, I know I had a weird thing. I like after Prince passed, I was like,
"Yeah,
I kind of want to listen to some Prince." And then, you know, I obviously heard like the hits, like Purple Rain and stuff like that. But then I found he did. I always kind of knew this, but I didn't remember it. He did the first Batman soundtrack.
Yeah,
like it was all him.
Yeah, you told me that. And that's the only reason I know it.
Everyone shits on it, but it's incredible. Like I love it. Everyone I talk to, they're like, "That shit sucks," but I'm like. Are you kidding me? Like, you go back and listen to it now. It's amazing. It's so good. And it's only, I think, 6 songs.
Oh, okay.
But I love it.
Yeah.
I played it a bunch of times.
Prince is another guy I've just, like, I've heard the hits of. But it's kind of like the Stevie Wonder thing. It's just like, yeah, I've heard of him. I know who he is just because of the celebrity of him. But the musician of Prince, I don't really know.
It's tough to kind of, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
To just be like, oh, I want to, because you do. It's just because of their death.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, now I want to see what the big deal is. Like, yeah, I know exactly. He's a big deal, but I want to see for myself what's... And obviously, like, Tom Petty passing, too. Like, I was always into Tom Petty.
I don't think we did a podcast since then. We haven't talked about that.
No, I was actually going to bring... We should have probably done, like, a whole podcast for him.
Yeah. Just because... Well, probably will.
You could throw him in there, you know?
Maybe next year.
Next year.
On the anniversary.
When it's getting closer, yeah. That was a bummer, though.
Yeah, for sure. And it was kind of like, I said it was the Schrodinger's cat of deaths because I think I texted you and like, Tom Petty died. And you're like, I looked it up and it says he's not dead.
Yeah.
And then there's just like, no, he's not dead. And then he's like, no, he for sure is dead. And then like his daughter's like, he is not dead. And I'm like, what is going on?
Is he alive or not?
Someone said, I read a thing. It was like a joke. And they said, 11 p.m., Tom Petty alive. Midnight, Tom Petty officially pronounced dead. 1 a.m. and Tom Petty playing benefit concert. Like, he's just been, like, up and down.
Yeah, that was crazy, though.
Yeah.
He was young. He's really young.
That's one. He's another guy, like, I mean, I've listened to him, but he's another guy where it's just, like, the celebrity of him as an artist almost precedes, like, his music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And which, I hate to say that and someone think that is a bad thing. Like, it's not a bad thing.
No, not at all.
Michael Jackson, I think, is another one. Like, you've heard about Michael Jackson, at least with us growing up. I mean, we're, in our 20s.
Yeah.
So with us growing up, when we heard Michael Jackson, it was more about, like, the scandals and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Than his actual music.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of like, with Tom Petty, Prince, Michael Jackson, like, you hear about who they are as a celebrity before you, like, you're like, oh, this is a Tom Petty song. Like, yeah, I've heard this song, of course, but
yeah,
I never put one and one together.
You just didn't, yeah, and it was always weird.
You know who else is like that? Is Elvis.
Yes.
I couldn't name three Elvis songs.
Really?
But it's just like, you know everything about this dude's life just because of the celebrity he
is. Yeah, you could name, like, you know, things about him.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, I know he died on a toilet.
Yeah, yeah. And then there was always a fat Elvis.
Yeah, there was, like, the fat Elvis phase. And
that's still my favorite Christmas song now. He does Blue Christmas.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. That's depressing, but I don't know. He has this he does this really cool thing to it. You know, like,
yeah, that's the appeal of Elvis.
Yeah.
That's how cool he was.
Cool to be depressed around the holiday, I guess. I don't know. I dug it. I've always dug it.
Yeah, he's another guy, like, I've just never gone out of my way to listen to. Like, if he comes on, you know, a weird radio station, I'm like, oh, this is Elvis, okay. But I've never, like, bought an Elvis album.
Yeah. We should probably maybe incorporate that next year. Just like throw them all in a bag.
We'll have
and
like a celebrities month.
Yeah. And just do.
Yeah.
Just knock them all out.
Just like people that we know of that never really gave a chance to because.
Because you know, the same thing. Like David Bowie.
Yeah. Yeah. He's another one. Like, you just hear so much about David Bowie and then you hear David Bowie's song and it's kind of like, I've heard this song before. I just never knew it was David Bowie because. Like David Bowie's reputation precedes him as an artist.
Yeah.
I feel like.
It just carries them.
Yeah.
You know. They don't have to sing.
Just go on stage and stand there.
Just stand there. Let people just stare at you. It works.
I feel like that's how people are going to be like the next generation, like people that are just getting born now, like they're going to be like that with Kanye. It's just like, I knew Kanye the politician. Like, I didn't know he had this whole like amazing, you know, collection of albums out. And
yeah.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see like where, because I feel like with MTV and yada, 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 all that stuff. Like, yeah, there is like a celebrity to artists. Like when you get popular, like it's not really your music. I mean, obviously your music gets popular and then you get popular, but it kind of rides more with like Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Like you see her more on TV, not performing music than, you know, than not.
Yeah. You don't really, but if a Taylor Swift song came on, you'd probably know it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without maybe knowing that it's her or not.
Exactly.
You know?
And I mean, like with someone like people like us, we grew up like when Taylor Swift was just starting.
Yeah.
So we kind of saw the whole transformation of her from this artist to a celebrity. But like,
yeah,
people that are just growing up now probably have no idea she's like been around for so long
and oh, yeah,
made country albums and stuff like that.
Yeah, she's a country artist.
Yeah.
They would have no idea. They'd be like, no.
Yeah, exactly. Which it's going to be interesting to see, you know, the musical celebrities of our time. Because a lot of people are getting involved in politics now and stuff like that, and
yeah,
it's just like a weird turn, like, because you don't really make all your money as just a record producing artist anymore. You kind of have to be in the public's eye constantly and stuff like that.
More
exactly,
you know, than what you should be doing. Yeah, it's a weird time, I guess, for that. I mean, it has its advantages and disadvantages, yeah. Obviously. Like, you could easily turn somebody way off by a political view or something you say or your belief. And it's just kind of, like, not the reason why we put on the songs.
Yeah, like, there's so many people that probably hate Kanye West because of who he is, you know, as the... I don't want to say politician because he's not a politician, but he is a figure that's, like, heavy, opinionated.
Yeah, and yeah.
Like a politician would be.
Yeah.
And there's so many people that probably hate him that, you know, don't ever listen to a Kanye song, you know what I mean?
I have no idea about him.
And there was an interesting quote, and we can kind of get to towards we're wrapping this up. We're 23 minutes in, it says.
That's not bad, though, for us.
Yeah, we could go on forever.
Yeah.
There was an interesting quote by this guy, John Green, who he puts out books. He just put out Turtles All the Way Down, and he does the movies. What was it called? The Fault in Our Stars?
Yes, yes.
That guy, that author, said how he's making a movie out of his newest book. And the book is about, like, this one, inside this person's head, kind of, and, like, how they're dealing with OCD. And he was kind of, like, thinking, that's like, cool. that wouldn't make a good movie because it's, like, takes place inside this guy's head. And,
yeah.
Or I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, actually, if I'm honest. But it takes place inside this person's head, and they're just kind of overthinking things. And how do you translate that to film?
Yeah.
So he didn't want to do it, but he made this video where he was talking like, the book, once I'm writing it, is a possession of mine, but once I release it, it no longer belongs to me. So if, because he's saying like all the time, like I'll get people that ask me the meanings of this and the meanings of this, and he's just like, it's not up to me.
Yeah.
Like if you want to interpret the book that way, that's your, you bought the book, that's your book to interpret.
See, that's cool.
And he was kind of talking about when he sold the movie rights to it, he was just saying like, did I do the wrong thing? Like, or is it your movie to make a movie out of? Because, you know, people saying like, oh, they ruined the book. Put out the movie. So he was kind of commentating on that. But he said how artists, once they release something, no longer are in control of it. So that kind of touches on the whole like Kanye thing. It's just like, well, I hate Kanye as a person. It's like, well, that's your song now. If you bought the song and you're listening to the song, you can interpret it however you want.
Right.
Which is an interesting way to look at it. I like to think of like a more streamlined, like what did the artist mean when they said that? But he kind of was saying like, it doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter. It's your interpretation of it. Like,
it's what you want.
To think of this song as being about this or this person, that's, you know, up to you, and you have that right by paying for the album.
Which is a really cool way of looking at it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, kind of leaving it all up to them.
Yeah.
And then if you want to use all 4 minutes to just, you know, like, oh, what a dick, you can do that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just how it goes. I like that, though. It's a cool take on it.
Yeah.
You mentioned Tom Petty. How cool was it to see Against Me cover?
Oh, yeah.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
When they did Running Down a Dream.
Yeah.
It wasn't expected. Because I remember you told, or no, you said to Nick and I, because you saw the set list,
and
you said something cool was coming up.
I was like, there's a really cool cover.
We thought it was Tom Petty. Like, we thought, when we heard the Tom Petty, we were like, oh, okay, this is the cool cover.
Yeah, that was,
but then it got like 10 times cooler, because it was the Mountain Goats.
Yeah, you covered a Mountain Goats song.
Oh, it was amazing. She did really good, too, with it. I wasn't expecting that. I didn't even know that album was out.
Yeah, I checked out the thing your brother was telling me about, how she like did like a small recording / interview.
Mm-hmm.
It was her take on the Mountain Goats, and then she covered a couple songs, and it was an interesting interview, because they're both from Florida, and she did the song Going to Georgia.
Oh,
yeah. Like, the song's about like leaving Florida, and then you have to go through Georgia when you leave Florida. Stuff like that. It's an interesting interview. You should check it out.
She covered Wagon Wheel.
Right,
before,
really?
What's
that, Old Crow Medicine Show, is that the band that did it originally?
I, you know what? I was just asking people that like country who was the originator of that song, because I don't know. I know the dude from Hootie and the Blowfish covers it.
Fuck, what is his name?
I just thought it was Hootie. I really did. It's not Hootie whatsoever.
Darius Rutgers.
Yes.
Or something like that. It's not Rutgers, but it's very similar.
I think it is. That Rutgers?
Yeah, if I search Wagon Wheel, which I just did, Darius Rucker is his name.
Rucker, okay.
Darius Rucker is the first one to come up, but that's not his song.
It's not his song. But I think, I'm trying
Wagon
to think.
Wagon Wheel, original.
I
this
know.
Is how we'll wrap the
there
this
you
short podcast up, is we'll finally answer the question of
who was the originator of Wagon Wheel.
That was like, that's like Sam Hall, that one Johnny Cash song we talked about, and the Johnny Cash, how that song is just kind of passed down to artist, and they do a new verse on Sam Hall. It's just like, who, I don't remember if we ever found out who the original Sam Hall was, or
who
the original artist of the song Sam Hall
was. I don't think it was Johnny Cash, though.
No, it wasn't.
It was
like, way before.
Which, that's a great song.
Okay, this is interesting. It was co-written by Old Crow Medicine Show and Bob Dylan.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I guess Old Crow Medicine Show was the first like recording of it.
That's
the original song is the Old Crow Medicine Show.
We were recently at a really cool dive bar by Monroeville, and there was a jukebox right behind us, and everyone was picking songs that they thought would be a cool dive bar. So of course I was playing Springsteen, because it was just like, it just went so well together. And I'm like, Wagon Wheel would be fucking awesome right now, but I'm thinking in my head the acoustic version that Laura does, which is so good.
Yeah.
And I don't know why this made me think of it. I saw Lou Reed Wagon Wheel, and I was like, no way. So I click on it and bought it to play it, and it's a completely different song. It is not Wagon Wheel, because everybody was like, what is this? And I looked, and I was like, Wagon Wheel.
Apparently it's Wagon Wheel.
But I don't think this is Wagon Wheel.
All right, well, we're encroaching on 30 minutes now, so we can
that's a good wrap this up.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this was just our reintroduction, I guess, into season three.
Season three is, yes, the opening.
So you can expect Chance the Rapper coloring book to be out if you're hearing this. It should already be out. I'm going to just upload them together. And then we're going to go back to the probably every other week release one. So it'll be Shinobu next week, 10th Thermidor, which is a really cool... I don't even know what kind of genre you'd call that. It's a
tough one.
It's really guitar riff heavy.
Yes.
Is the way I would explain it.
Yeah.
Kind of like, I hate to use this word, but they seem like a garage band kind of.
Yeah.
Where they're just kind of jamming away at their instruments.
Right.
But really good stuff there. That was a great recommendation.
Yes. Really good stuff.
And then we're going to follow that up with Springsteen. And then Band of Horses, and then
by then we'll
probably re-release another list that, you know, might take a couple weeks off again, and then re-release another four.
Yep.
So we're just gonna try to test out this new format.
Let's go for it. But we will continue to do requests.
Yes. Yeah.
Requests can be handled in a timely fashion, as they always are.
If you request something now, we might do it by 2020.
Give or take 1920. When the new Godzilla movie comes out is when one will be done.
Well, how can they request stuff to us, Chris, if they wanted to?
They can actually go on Twitter, Jukebox Club Pod.
Dude, you still knew it.
See?
I was trying to catch you because...
I didn't even look.
Or you can email us at Gmail on the email we never check, which is jukeboxclubpod@gmail.com.
Oh, see? There's no ring rust at all on us.
That was our fifth take on
it. Yeah. We got it, though. We got it.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. If you made it this far, congrats. And enjoy Chance the Rapper coloring book.
Yes.
If you're going to listen to another hour of us bullshitting.
Welcome back. We'll kill an hour.
That's right.